You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. It's Saturday, August 27th, and this is Thought Crime Live. I'm Thought Criminal Number One, your host, Stephen Douglas Whitener, and I'm just tickled to death to be here with you. I love to do this, and I really love RBN, and you all know, if you listen to this show, and if you're still, you who listen to Farron before me, or you listen to Rivero, or all the great people on here, that it's the listeners who keep it going. If we don't get help from the listeners, then RBN just, you know, it wouldn't be able to keep our neighborhood alive. I called it Mr. Stadmiller's neighborhood, and I just wanted to have to start off and remind everybody that. Let me tell you, if you do support the network and like all the hosts and want to help keep this going, just remember that it's listener supported. It's free speech can't exist without being funded by we the people. So ensure RBN continues broadcasting uncensored content well into the future. And if you're able to do that, I mean, if you could do it just a little every month, that really helps them know how to set the budget and stuff too. And you can go right to the republicbroadcasting.org page. There's a big yellow donate button. You can smash to use PayPal, and you can call the staff to donate via credit card or debit card. It's 800-724-2719, extension 3. That's 800-724-2719, extension 3. And hey, if you want to be a real thought criminal and domestic truth terrorist, you can just mail in your donation of a cash, check, or money order payable to RBN. The mailing address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And I mean, just imagine if you were trying to do this and then you got an envelope that somebody had put $100 in some aluminum foil, wouldn't that kind of make your day? Say, look, these people really appreciate us. I bet that would be cool. And that mailing address one more time is 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And we greatly appreciate it, folks. Also, I mentioned that cannabinoid paste, that hemp paste, that I've seen CBD and those things help a lot of people. That there's something to that, too. I try to just say that. And okay, and great. Take good care of business. And back to Thought Crime Live. And my monthly guest is back with me. Without further ado, Mike Sledge, everybody. Hi, Mike. How are you doing today? What's on your mind, sir?
Yes, Mike couldn't make it today. This is
It sounds like Sean Connery. Sean, I love Zardoz, man. That was a freaky movie. If y'all have never seen the movie Zardoz, Sean's in this little red loincloth and stuff and flying through this air in this great head. That's yeah. So what's up, Sean? I mean, I heard that you had, what's up?
Yeah, sure. So I'm back from the grave. I got to tell you, listening to RBN, I got to say, these Talmud jewels piss me off than an empty bottle of scotch on a Sunday, if you know what I'm saying. Yes. They're horrible. I tell you, I wish I could hit them with a closed fist and not an open hand, make them shake and not stir. But have no fear. There are no Talmudic jewels here on the other side with me. I made it to heaven, fortunately.
Well, who else is there?
Not a lot of names you would know. Yeah. Great to be here, man.
Yeah, that's pretty good, Sean Connery. Yeah, I mean, I love your impressions, man. If we can't laugh, you know, laughing in the face of outright evil and terror, that's, and using satire and parody against this enemy is, I think that's our best bet at the moment. I think we're going to get more bang for our buck than we would from a bang at this point. I mean, yeah, propaganda of the deed is one thing, but propaganda of the, I don't know what else to call it, but It just, it really would get to them. They hate to be laughed at. You remember when Hillary was wanting to ban comedians back when she was running because they were saying mean things about her. I forget the exact details of that, but you know, it was I guess it was kind of telegraphing what's coming now with them trying to come after everybody. I mean, what's people getting swatted? It's like, yeah.
Well, you know, Bill Clinton came out and he said, "Hey, my ex-wife tried to ban all the comics. She hated them. But have no fear. Don't worry about Hillary. I convinced her to get the Jew jab. According to Dr. Deagle, she only has like a couple years left. Hopefully.
Well, I don't know what's up with
I'm
these
praying people. To Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates are right. I hope that Jew jab takes her out pretty soon. But I got big news. I got breaking news here. The powers that be, Rothschild Inc., told me that I might be, in fact, the Antichrist.
Oh, wow. Mr. President, I never thought you had that in you. I mean, I knew you were a SOB, but come on.
I wanted to announce it here in RBN. Evidently, the Whore of Babylon was praying on the Dome of the Rock. And I think that's me. And also, I'm going to rebuild a sex temple in Israel. And I'm going to kill the red heifer. I'm talking about Hillary. once that sacrifice starts, it's going to kick off the tribulation. You know how that goes. Don't worry about her. She'll be dead soon. That'll be the sacrifice of the red heifer, Hillary Clinton. That communist pig, that communist cow.
I don't know how you did it, Mr. President. I mean, she scares me just looking at that woman. Ugh.
Well, I don't have to live with her. I have never set foot in that house on Long Island. So, but I'm over here in Israel rebuilding the temple so I can make sure that Jew jab takes her out. That'll be the sacrifice of the red heifer and bring in the tribulation period. I'm the dumb with the cock. I mean, the dumb with the rock.
So, the dumb with instead of the dome. That's brilliant, man. I mean, supposedly he was a smart guy. I mean, you know, but he just, he sure acted
The true thing about Bill Clinton is that he's probably Winthrop Rockefeller's bastard child, right?
Mm. Yep.
Had a lot of money tied up in Arkansas. And Hillary Clinton, by the way, who is actually Jewish, by the way, a lot of people don't know that. Her last name, she claims to be Rodham, but the original name was like Radinsky or something like that. So,
okay.
That would change their name.
I'm glad you told me that.
Yeah. She was his handler, you know, because after he got kicked out of Oxford for a alleged rape and dropping out and acting the fool over there in England, he came over here and he became with her as his Rothschild handler, became the youngest attorney general in the country's history at the time, you know, and then he worked his way up in probably one of the most corrupt states in the country next to Louisiana, you know.
I remember that.
The red heifer Hillary got the Jew jab. I'm praying to Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates every day to make sure. I hope that Dr. Deagle report's right.
I wonder about these people, these quote unquote elites getting that shot. I mean, surely they're getting saved or something. I mean, yeah.
They probably never even got it, Stephen. I mean, you know, this absurd thing. Alex Jones trying to, look, Donald Trump needs to come clean, folks. Donald Trump needs to come clean, admit he was brainwashed, he was misled for Warp Speed, the shot. He needs to come clean. I mean, what is this garbage? Mm-hmm. Trump knew what he was doing. And if he, let's just say he listens to me, he listens to AJ, comes clean. Washes his hands of the shot. Even if he does that, I mean, is he going to admit that he, because I don't believe he really got the shot either. I don't believe any of these people at the top really got the shot. I think it's all baloney. There's so many lies upon lies, you know?
Yeah, is Trump supposed to have gotten the vax? I didn't even remember that. Yeah, I mean, guess so. And oh, wow. What if he doesn't do that? But listen, if he doesn't do that, if he doesn't reverse himself, then they'll lay all this at his feet. They'll say, "Look, it's you. You know, you went too fast, and you." So I heard a caller saying this to Farron last, it's right. That's right. That's what they'll say. Oh, well, you should have had more testing, and it's all Trump's fault for going. I mean, come on, man. It's just come get it. That's good. More distraction.
Good. Look, if he was that dumb, because look. Mm-hmm. I've never set foot in the Oval Office. I've never been president, but I knew it was all baloney right when it started. He's got all this information. He's got intelligence people. He's got CIA. He's got National Security Agency. Look, one, if the guy's that stupid, he never should have been there in the first place, right? Mm-hmm. Two, he's not that stupid. He's a Rothschild agent who was put in there by Wilbur Ross. This is common knowledge. The Rothschild mm-hmm. family bailed him out when that stupid Taj Mahal went tits up in Atlantic City, you know? And he's been owned by them ever since then. And he knows exactly what he's doing. So, this idea that Donald Trump is, they're going to set him up. They don't have to set him up. He isn't set up.
Anyway. And the other faction fighting with him would be the one, you know, would do this, but it's, you know, when you were talking about the two factions, was it earlier this week, I think, with the internationalists and the globalists and all, and which one is controlling the Democratic Party at this point? The UN faction, right?
Yeah, it is compartmentalization. I mean, both the internationalists and the globalists are both controlled by the same banking cartels, Jewish banking power cartels, Jewish Finance International, but you know, it's compartmentalization. The left hand, a lot of times, doesn't know exactly what the right hand is doing, the fake right, the fake left. They have to make it look as real as possible. Most of the people, I will tell you this, having, in my college days, been involved in politics, most of your Congress critters don't know anything. Don't know anything, the majority of them. They're stupid people. They're just there for power, for special interest money in the revolving door on K Street, or getting a board of directors job after serving a couple terms. They don't really know any more than that. They're paid whores. You know, like mm-hmm. I said, they're actors who weren't good looking enough to cut it in Hollywood, so they became, you know, Congress critters, you know? But they really don't know. I mean, I'll be honest with you. People that do research and call into RBN and do shows in RBN and these type of people, we actually know more than the majority of people in Congress do. The compartmentalization is how they keep the system in check. You know, you have, you know, and this is why years ago they tried to consolidate power in the executive branch and in the intelligence communities and in high up in the transnational corporation structures. You know, that's who really runs everything. And the elected people in the House are representing. And you have key people in the Senate that know it's up. But other than that, they're all disposable puppets, you know?
Yes, I agree with you. That's an apt description of the way I see it, too. And I saw, speaking of the boards and the transnational corporations, I think I heard you say something that would be analogous to that. I saw this Joe Rogan podcast, part of it with Zuckerberg talking to him, and I swear Klaus Schwab must have told Zuckerberg he would pay him $10 million for every time he got to say the word governance on there, because it was all about governance and this new, just these terms that they're bringing in. It's like the whole setup, the whole thing is, it's coming to, they think they're closing the deal here finally, and it is pretty dawning with the technology and all of that arrayed at us, the way that they're filtering things out and only allowing certain media sites to go through every time, and then they'll cut off your search results after like 13 pages, and you can't see the billions of stuff. It's making it more and more difficult for people to actually do any of the kind of research that RBN listeners and hosts do. If you're just trying to get your head out of the sand or out of your orifice or whatever, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And we need to remember that, you know, I've been saying this for about 20 years, the the New World Order power is not going to come to your door necessarily, most likely, as the military with the gun to your head. You're going to be compelled to follow its agenda, to conform to the system, and that's going to happen in the free marketplace. Your job is going to say, well, if you want to get paid and have a paycheck to feed your family and put food on the table, you're going to have to take this chip, or you're going to have to do this, or you're going to have to follow Globo Homo and all this kind of stuff. The real power, and this is why the World Economic Forum is interesting, because really all the World Economic Forum is just your coalition of transnational corporations, CEOs, figureheads, from the private sector, you know, your committee of 300, that type of thing. It's all private sector. It's a private sector meeting of all the corporations, because see, the new technocratic age, you know, it's not big government. It's actually going to be streamlined and downsized, and a lot of it's going to be done through AI and computer models like they already do in these think tanks in Washington. It's going to be a smaller government, but it's going to be more powerful. It's going to be more into surveillance than it ever has. It's going to be more effective because there's going to be less puppets and less bureaucracy to enforce it. The enforcement mechanism is going to be through the private sector. Your job is going to force you into becoming a good New World Order citizen. And this is what, you know, this is why the fake right, you know, has brainwashed a lot of good Americans into thinking that, you know, big government, big government, big government, big government. Yeah, I'm not a statist. I don't like big government. But the way they're going to sell, because remember, the fake new right is going to actually sell the final product of the great Jew set, the Jew order, as, hey, we're reducing bureaucracy. We're reducing the size of government. We don't need all these puppets. You don't need all these people in Congress. Why don't we just have, you know, we've already started the mail-in ballots. Why don't we just have voting, you know, via the internet, voting on your smartphone? You don't even have to go to the ballot box, and we'll just do it that way. And then there's no reason to have all these organizations, you know. And this is why they're already grooming people on the right. This is how they're going to sell. And I've been talking about this for the last 4 years. They're going to sell this final product of the Great Reset of the Jew World Order, the final product, as a fake right initiative. And this is why they got people like Trump, DeSantis. If you listen to them carefully, they're already talking about, we're going to reduce the size of government. We're going to give you more power. We're going to give more power to the private sector. Well, the private sector is the World Economic Forum. Anyway, I hear the music start. Yeah,
I hear the break coming up. Y'all stay tuned and we will be right back.
Oh, hey.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Marching, I hear marching outside my window in the rain. I play checkers, I'm sick of checkers, I'm sick of pain.
Listening to Thought Crime Live on republicbroadcasting.org. I'm Stephen Douglas Whitener, your host, and I have Mike Sledge with me. Mike, pick it up where you left off, sir, before the music.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the consolidation is going to be in free market.
Yeah. Yes.
We got to have the free market. Oh, God, they're trying to kill. No. Mm. They're not trying to kill the free market. There is no such thing as a free market, number one, anymore. There might have used to have been a free market years and years ago. It's been totally controlled for a long, long time. And the corporate structure, the transnational corporation structure, is what the World Economic Forum is. It's what the Bilderberg Group was. You know, it's what the CFR was, Pratt House, what the Atlantic Council is. You know, it's all a corporate roundtable, mm-hmm, of corporate international. And that is where the true power is at. The true power is no longer in, Zio puppets in Washington, D.C., the District of Criminals, You know, the true power in D.C. is on K Street, the people that own the Zio puppets. The true power is on the corporate roundtable. You know?
I agree. Yeah. And the free market, there's no way the free market can ever save us from that, because that's the market. They control the market. The farmers market may have a little assistance in our fight. I think we should focus more on the farmers market than the free market. You know?
I love it.
Mm-hmm. I just don't comply with it.
Farmers market, that'd be a great t-shirt. You know,
the farmer's market, not the free market. That's how we need to focus, man. I agree. I love going to the farmer's market here. I want to go meet the farmers. There's some farmers around here. I've at least before the pandemic, I went to one of their farms where they will sell a box of food every week to families and all through the year, and that different things, different times of the year, but they had, I don't meet meat and dairy anymore, but they had some animals, chicken and pigs and cows and produce and stuff. I hope they're still doing that. I'm going to have to check that out this week. And there are other places around that do that. I mean, you saw how they're coming after the Amish farmer too. Oh my gosh, man, that was, I saw that on Gab earlier this week, that they came in and raided this Amish farmer. He doesn't even use gas powered stuff. He uses horses to farm with. And what is their problem? It's just a war on, doing things
they
yourself.
It's a war on
sufficiency. It's a war on the people, man. It just disgusts me, Mike. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I mean, interrupt you, but yeah. This is a war. They will not let you escape commercial Babylon, okay? Which is what this is. They will not let you escape that. This is why I saw a video a couple weeks ago of like this pretty much old school hippie guy who would probably be more to the left, living somewhere in the woods in the mountains somewhere. I think it was Tennessee or something. He has no political views really, other than he was anti-war. He wanted to live in nature, and you know, he's just a hippie. Wanted to live in nature. Guess what? The FBI surveyed this guy for like 2 freaking years, okay? For no reason. And they finally admitted they really couldn't find anything. And he was like, I can't believe these people. He goes, I'm out in the woods at my place. Uh-huh. Got a little log cabin. He's sitting on the porch, you know, playing his banjo. Seriously. And all these federal agents show up and go, what are you planning? He's like, maybe a joint later and some bluegrass.
What are you planning, man?
More like, what are you planning later? I'm kidding. But look, I mean, this is where we're at. If you really, you know, if you really want to be a dissident, the best way to do it is to completely go off the grid and go into the mountains and flee. You know, run to the hills. Guess what? They will track you down. They will surveil you. That is a bigger threat to them than anything else, than any of the political talk, because that is action that gets you off the system, off the grid. That's what they fear the most. And I am not by any means living that way. I mean, unfortunately, I wish I was, but I'm not. But I wish I was. But they will not let you escape commercial Babylon. And this is why they're coming down on the Amish and that kind of thing, because it's a threat. Because if that gets out, you know, hey, you know, I need to get out of here, go into the countryside and grow my own stuff. Guess what? You know, that's a problem, you know? Anyway.
Yeah, the little commie back there rubbing his hands together. It's a nice garden you got there. Shame if anything happened to it. That's the attitude of these people. It's like, just, it infuriates me, man. We have to realize that we don't need them. And I don't live that way either. But the more I can unplug from that system every day, the better I feel. The more, I mean, 2 years ago, I unplugged from Big Pharma pretty much. Started it and then, you know, unplugged from a lot of other things. And it's had a profound effect on me. And it was actually right when I started coming on RBN with Richard that day, the day after. And yeah, I like hearing the music again. Folks, we'll be right back after the break. Nothing new.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie, great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
You're listening to Thought Crime Live on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Stephen Douglas Whitener, your host, and I have Mike Sledge with me. And Mike, I wanted to read something and get your reaction to it here. Let me bring it up. This is from the other Mike who comes on with me, Mike Gaddy. I got this this quote from him talking about mass. Well, the word masses, when you talk about the mass of people and then the remnant. He said, as the word masses is commonly used, it suggests agglomerations of poor and underprivileged people, laboring people, proletarians, and it means nothing like that. It means simply the majority. The mass man is one who has neither the force of intellect to apprehend the principles issuing in what we know as the humane life, nor the force of character to adhere to these principles steadily and strictly as laws of conduct. And because such people make up the great and overwhelming majority of mankind, they are called collectively the masses. The line of differentiation between the masses and the remnant is set invariably by quality, not by circumstance. The remnant are those who, by force of intellect, are able to apprehend these principles, and by force of character, are able, at least measurably, to cleave to them. The masses are those who are unable to do either. And that just, the remnant is here with RBN, man. You know, this is the remnant, right? That's how I see us. You know, we're on like the last stand here. The people who, like you said, try to find out more and learn more about the world than your Congress critter. It's like that. It's an upside down world, in my view. What do you think about that, sir?
Oh, I think that was brilliantly written, Mike Gaddy. There, that's genius stuff. Absolutely right. Look. The masses have always been asses, okay? there never has been a revolution or a sea change in power through the masses. Never has happened in the history of a civilization, okay? It's always been one remnant, if you want to call it that, but a underground intelligentsia fighting and established the intelligentsia, but it's always been two very elite factions that know the score, one that has power at the moment, one that's trying to achieve power. And that is where the battle has always been. It's always been a chess game, not Chinese checkers, okay? And this is why I don't get consumed by politics anymore or Republican versus Democrat, any of these issues, even the COVID stuff to a certain extent. Because, frankly,
the masses are asses, and they get what they deserve for the most part, because most people are lazy beasts. They're not worthy of even being called human beings, okay? And yeah, we have to reach out as much as we can, but really, the fight has always been and will always be between two intelligent groups, two intelligentsia classes that create friction against each other. And one will come out on top and one will lose. But this has been the history of the world, of all governmental structures, revolutions, uprisings. That's the way it rolls. And I see no difference now in the modern political era, in the modern age, as I do back then. We might have different types of technology, but the mindset is still the same. Those who know, those who are of the initiated class fighting against the system will be battling those already in power. And it is a battle of wits. It is a chess game. And that's the way it rolls. And I think that was a brilliant written piece, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I Mike Gaddy will be on every month, too. The two, Mike Sledge and Mike Gaddy on once a month here, folks. And that brought to mind what you said about the person living out off the grid is the greatest threat. The person who is able to cleave to those principles enough to unplug from this and just go into, I don't need all you, and walk away from it. If enough people do that, that would, and I don't know, you're right, I don't see that happening. But if enough of us do that, then, you know, we might have a better chance to survive this thing. I don't think there is any fixing it. I agree with you. I don't pay much attention to the politics and stuff, too. I'll comment on it, but it's like, yeah, the train is still going the same way. This is like rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic, so to speak. Yeah. But, hey.
Yeah. And that's the whole deal is my stance these days is, you know, I don't want to rearrange the deck chairs in the Titanic. I want to put a hole in the bottom of the Titanic, and I want to see it go to the bottom of the sea. I mean,
yeah, look. Yeah, hop on this iceberg.
I am the iceberg. I believe the sooner this demonic system collapses, the better we will be. The Band-Aid needs to be pulled off rapidly. This my biggest fear, my greatest fear, is this slow decline into the abyss, particularly of our people, of our race, to be honest with you. And I'm not trying to get all into that 100%, but that's my biggest fear, you know, is that we will just go out with a whimper and decline and decline and decline and go out into the abyss, and we will leave nothing for our offspring. And that's the most selfish thing we can do. The reason I come on shows like this, the reason that you do what you do, is because we give a damn about our seed, our bloodlines, having a future. We care. We're not these selfish me generation boomer hippies that just want to consume as much as we possibly can and, oh, I'll be dead by the time all that happens. Well, you know, your grandchildren are going to have to deal with that. Your children are going to have to deal with that. And it is immoral to leave them with that burden, you know?
And I completely agree.
Yeah. So here we are, you know, and I think, you know, look, some call me an accelerationist. That's fine. I guess you could say I am. I'm going to put a Joe Biden sticker on the back of my car. You know why?
Okay. What?
I think it's working out great. It's collapsing even faster than it normally has.
Yeah, well, shit, just put Kamala for 2024 on there. You know?
I joke around with this liberal I used to work with, and he's like, "Impeach Trump," and I was like, "Hey, can I tell you something? I have no problem with that. I'm probably the only guy you know that has impeach president bumper stickers going back to Bush I. No, going back to Reagan. I have an impeach Reagan bumper sticker. I have an impeach Bush bumper sticker. I have an impeached Clinton bumper sticker. I have an impeached Bush II bumper sticker. I have an impeached Obongo sticker. Impeach them all. I hate all of them.
Hey, Yeah, we have some callers, Mike. You want to take a call?
Yeah, go ahead. Sure.
Let's bring. Okay, here we go. Oh, all right. We got Charlie in Florida. Charlie, what's on your mind, sir?
Hello.
Can you hear me, Charlie? Yeah. Hi, Charlie.
I just want y'all to know that I've never had sex with that woman. Now, I've never done. No. I just wanted to wear that damn blue dress. You know, my buddy Epstein, he's got a picture of me wearing that damn blue dress down there at my second favorite home down there on Pedophile Island. And I want you all to know that's the only reason I wanted to have that damn dress. I like wearing that dress. It looked good on me. But no, I never had sex with that woman. I had sex with almost every other woman in Arkansas, and I can almost prove that. But no, I didn't have sex with that particular. Hillary, ow! Damn it, woman, what'd you hit me like that for? That hurt. Hey, Hillary, no, leave me alone. I got to go. I got to go quick. She's beating up on me something fierce.
Oh, that's pretty funny, Charlie. You know, you probably remember this old commercial. I think it was some Peeler Dairy or something, and this old boy sitting out there and said that he forgot what she wanted, and sweet thing gonna get it when he got home. It kind of reminded me of that story. That's hilarious, man.
Yeah. Well, that damn Larry Nichols, he lied on me too. You know, he told everybody I was shooting blanks. You know, and that he said, told everybody I was shooting blanks, and that Chelsea's father was really I forgot the damn name now. That ain't true either. I didn't shoot blanks. No, that's why I had sex with every woman in Arkansas, because I knew I couldn't get them pregnant. I tell you, there's no end to it when it gets into the Hillary's, man. You know, when we get into Hillary and Bill, I mean, the jokes could go forever. They could go on and on.
Yeah, and Larry, I remember that video that he had back out about the Clintons and all the stuff in Arkansas. And, oh, what was the guy flew in and out of Tosh Plumlee? Was it out of Mena, Arkansas, the pilot? Something, Tosh Plumlee, I forgot. He was an agent all the way back to, you know, Cuba and whatnot. I used to follow.
Yeah, they were bringing that cocaine in there.
Larry Steele.
I had a friend that used to live right across from there. I met him. I was in the VA hospital, and he was in the VA with me, and he told me he lived right across the way there from that Mena, Arkansas. Place where he said he'd seen them load that plane up, and every day they were loading it up with the drugs and stuff, flying it out of there.
And I love some kids, like, I forgot, that by a railroad track, and that video went through all of those shenanigans, so to speak, and the corruption, and this system is rotten to the core. That's not the exception. That's the rule, the thing that the Clintons have been doing, these crime families that have been in control of this country ever since they killed Kennedy, basically. You know, it just,
you know,
the Bushes and the other, you know, and McCain, and I forgot the other family. This is the first time in, I forget how many years, that one of them is not holding, you know, high office in the country right now. I forget the complete list, but yeah, it's just been that way. We've been controlled by gangsters for, I guess, that's as long as you want to look back. Thanks, Charlie. Thanks for the call, sir. What do you think about that, Mike? You talked about how the Godfather was, you know, the template for what's going on.
Yeah. Well, listen to this. It was Barry Seal that was the pilot that delivered the cocaine from the cartel into Mena Air Force Base. Okay. Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North was involved in that as well. And Iran-Contra was part of the whole Mena, Arkansas thing. I've done research. I've done shows on this in the past. This is why Bill Clinton was actually put into the presidency after Bush the First, it was to continue the cover-up of Iran-Contra and the cocaine smuggling. A lot of the Dark Alliance stuff that Gary Webb actually wrote about in the L.A. Times before he was assassinated and called a suicide. But it was Barry Seale. Now, here's the interesting thing. I have some inside information. I used to know a guy that used to be connected to people in Arkansas, and the plane that Barry Seale flew a lot of the cocaine in was the same plane that W. Bush used as his presidential campaign plane in 2000 to run for president, by the way. And that plane, the old Barry Seale MENA plane, is actually, so I've been told, in a warehouse on the Bush property in Midland, Texas, by the way. Isn't that interesting? Now, as far as the, a Clinton or a Bush is not in power, let me give some people some information of how fake the system is. This Hageman chick, who, hag being the operative word, who beat Liz Cheney in Wyoming. Let me give people some information on how phony fraud she is. She actually worked. She was a never Trumper. She worked on Liz Cheney for Congress. She was a staffer for Liz Cheney. Okay. In 2016, 2017, her father is old establishment Wyoming political power. She's not an outsider. And so this is the perfect exit for Liz Cheney to make, to actually pass the baton to her former staffer that was 100% behind her campaign, and I believe still is. So you have this change of power again, the fake left and right, with Hageman now going to Congress, most likely for Wyoming, who is basically a Liz Cheney operative that was one of the key people in her campaign. See, this stuff's not talked about, right? So no. This is why I say it's a waste of time. You know, the names might change, but it's still, Hageman is still controlled by the Cheney power structure, and her father is old, old Wyoming political stock. Anyway.
Yeah, there are no political solutions, man. I can look at it, but yeah, I don't have any interest in voting anymore. I very rarely voted in the past, but never again. You know, that's just an exercise of futility, if you ask me.
Here's what I believe. If you're going to vote, don't vote for the lesser of two evils. Vote for the most evil candidate that will destroy this system even faster. There you go.
Okay. Well, I don't know. There's, like you said, they are all, if they're not already corrupt, if anyone starts out with good intentions, they, first of all, they've got to pledge allegiance to Israel before they'll be pretty much allowed to run anywhere in this country now. That's, you know, what Cynthia McKinney was talking about, that when she, I don't necessarily endorse her, but I mean, you know, she reported on how that happened, and I've heard some other people talk about it. I mean, okay, Larry Traficant, okay, now that this guy that seemed tried to buck at the system, and they killed him. You know, that's
they killed James Traficant. You know, he was run over by his own tractor on his farm in Ohio. That's even worse than being double tapped suicided in the back of the head, right? He was run over by his own tractor. Yeah, he was totally killed, because you remember, he came out on Sean Hannity's show, The Great American, Great Israeli American, The Great CIA Israeli American. I'm Sean Hannity, you're a great American. He came out on his show bashing Israel, and Hannity had to cut him off.
Oh, man, I would love to find a recording of that. I don't think I saw that. I've seen him on other shows and stuff, but that, yeah, I've never seen that. I have to look for that. He was sent to prison because he wouldn't comply with that. You know, it's like these people are just evil, evil and vicious. It's this ain't no joke. You know, I mean, I joke about this being thought crime and we're domestic truth terrorists, but that's the way they see us. It, even worse, they even see us as worse than that. But that, you know, it's what it is, folks. We got to laugh at it. Laughing in their face is the best thing I can think to do, because I sure ain't going to be able to beat them or get stronger than them. But, you know, I say it often, Larry Fink, I got more today than you do, buddy, because today I have enough, and you'll never have enough. That's just the way you're made. Yeah, sorry. I don't want to get too fired up, but I just love doing this. It's like, hey, let me speak my mind, and I know there are people out there who feel the same way as I do. They've got to be. I can just feel it, man. You guys out there know what's going on, too. And I don't know. I want to encourage everybody not to give up, because the future's unwritten. We are all we need. We got to find each other and go from there. And here we have another caller. Mike, it's John in Tennessee, sir. Could you hear me, John? Oh, okay. Pardon me. Let me go back here. We got John in South Carolina. John.
How y'all doing? This is John.
Hello, John. Mr. Church, how are you, sir?
I think you're spot on, and the macro, which you described beautifully, is also Horton Hears a Who is about. This world is a simulation controlled by another worldly entity. And when I read that, I felt the fear matrix creeping in the third grade. I'm born in 61. So the whole thing is right there. The great narrative is what Klaus Schwab calls this. Okay, the great narrative means that he's going to swat all the other narratives, and then there'll be that one remaining great narrative. So this is the stage of the war from the Oppo announced to everybody that this is the great narrative. So in a punditocracy, that were flies in a bass drum, and everything your guest said is true, that this is the planned operation from the macro. The micro doesn't control them, but it'll be won locally. So all our verbosage toward the macro is part of the plan. But locally, look what they're doing. Mm-hmm. You know, just in my community is the foundation of environmental justice, Arkwright, Regenesis. Harold Mitchell's in the White House as senior environmental justice advisor. And anyway, so turn green, the green army's coming, you know, all that narrative, it's still just verbosage. We're going to be digitized and absorbed into mainframes. All these Bitcoin mining plants are nothing but bringing in the mainframes necessary to do this. So that Bitcoin is nothing but an asset of the Treasury. There's no nefarious opposition to the Treasury, the size of the British pound. That didn't happen except from your guest's narrative. I mean, you know, which I don't know. So you're spot on. But this fear matrix, it'll eat you alive. You know what I mean?
I get it myself, John. I have to step back out of all that. And, you know, you think that when Biden signs this executive order for the digital currency, they're not going to just push that all of a sudden. They'll probably roll that out a little at a time, the same way they did with the vax. They'll, you know, have celebrities endorsing it, and you get extra bonus points if you do it, and then they'll use your job and stuff and come after you to force you to comply that way. But, yeah. Well, okay.
The cobra squeezes. The cobra squeezes and lets off. The cobra squeezes and lets off. The chronological order of the future is very hard to predict, but you're right. You mentioned it the other day that it's all contrived from the top, and that the simulation that we're in to sew up Earth, I don't know what they're going to do with Earth when they do enslave it, probably sell us off to another planet like all the sci-fi, Star Trek, you know. So,
that's exactly what it looks like is happening, doesn't it? Hey, John, I have another caller to get to, but okay. Thanks very much for the call, sir. Please call again soon. And now, John in Tennessee, sir, can you hear me? John in Tennessee? Well, I don't know. Maybe something happened there with John in Tennessee, but
there you go. I knew you could do it.
Like that.
My head hurts because I understood what the previous caller was saying. Man, my head hurts. Anyway, where was I going to go with this? Because he sent me headfirst into a black hole. He's wiped out.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, all of this, you know, it's a dialectic, okay? What I'm seeing with all of the elections, and I'm so glad to hear you say it, it's good, and I said it on a previous caller this morning on Parent Show. It's good cop, bad cop, folks. These people are all interconnected. Biden made it clear when he was running for president. I've got a videotape on my phone, or a recording on my phone, where he said, while he was campaigning, we are in a battle for the soul of this nation. What we're looking at is absolute spiritual warfare, but it's not racial. It's species warfare, because there's those that look like us, talk like us, walk like us, but are not like us. And unfortunately, they're in control of the world. And being, you know, being assimilated into the system, if you don't assimilate, you must die. That's what's coming, folks. That's what's coming. So make your calling and election sure. Make sure you're on the right side of this when it washes out, because it's going to wash out very quickly. The whole vaccine agenda, the whole changing your DNA, what we're witnessing, and I don't know if either of you agree, I'll say this and then I'll listen to your response. What we're seeing is Daniel chapter 2, iron and miry clay, the attempt to have eternal life outside of Christ, and it's not going to work. I'd like to hear your response, please.
Okay, thanks, John. And Mike, I'll let you respond to both Johns if you'd like.
Oh, sure. Yes, we are headed into what they call the singularity. It is the transhumanism. It is through the music. It is trying to create a false everlasting life. But if you believe in the true spiritual power, you already have everlasting life, and there's no need to have a false one. Thanks for having me on, Stephen.
Thanks for joining me, Mike. And Mike will be on monthly with me. Thank you very much, listeners. I love you all. I can feel you listening. And please support RBN. And have a great weekend, everyone.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.